Hi everyone, my name is Shellery Cunningham and I am here to present on a life course study of middle and older age African Americans entitled The Association Between Childhood Welfare Status and Chronic Disease in Adulthood Among African Americans. I have no financial relationships to disclose, and I would like to acknowledge those on my research committee, Dr. Warren Finlow and Drs. Arif and Laditka. So just to give you a little bit of background, as we all know, chronic disease prevalence has definitely increased over the previous decades and remains a huge public health priority. Two chronic diseases in particular, hypertension and diabetes, are expected to impose a large burden on our healthcare system in the upcoming years, both of which are largely preventable. And unfortunately, those of lower socioeconomic status and African Americans are disproportionately affected by these two diseases. So as a result, health equity remains a public policy goal. It's also outlined in Healthy People 2020. So in discussing African Americans, the disadvantages that many African Americans may face throughout their lives and the subsequent coping mechanisms may have a detrimental impact on their health. These disadvantages and coping mechanisms are demonstrated in three theoretical frameworks that we looked at: Johnhurianism, Sojourner Syndrome, and also the weathering hypothesis. And African-American women and their children have been impacted largely by an increase in poverty in recent years. So one measure of life course disadvantage is welfare, or is childhood welfare status, or the receipt of childhood or the receipt of welfare benefits in childhood. So if we're looking at today's middle and older age African Americans, we have to take a look back at the predecessor to the current welfare program, which is Aid to Dependent Children, or ADC. It's important to note that almost half of all Black single mother families lived in poverty between 1970 and 2000, and also poor Black and female-headed households dramatically increased over the years also, which may have made today's middle and older age African Americans eligible to receive welfare in their childhood. So the objective of this study is to examine the association between low childhood SES in African Americans and a diagnosis of hypertension or diabetes in adulthood. So we're using childhood welfare status as a measure for low childhood SES. There are two hypotheses related to this study. We predicted that adults who report receiving welfare in their childhood will have increased odds of chronic disease in adulthood. This study was a secondary data analysis of the Milwaukee oversample from the MIDAS II study. The oversample was taken from Milwaukee County, Wisconsin. And the original data set included 592 African Americans. However, we excluded those 70 or older and those who did not answer the questions that we were using to assess the exposure and outcome. So the exposure, so childhood welfare receipt was the main exposure, and the exposure was assessed using responses to the question listed here. Hypertension and diabetes were the two outcomes, and we also measured that using the responses to these two questions listed here. And there are several potential confounders that were identified from the literature. However, after our analysis, age was confirmed as the only confounder. So univariate and multivariate analysis was conducted. So onto our results. So just to describe our sample a little bit, as you can see, over 60% of the sample was female. The average age was 50 years old, and almost 30% reported that they had received welfare at some point in their childhood. Almost 50% were hypertensive, and 17% were diabetic. So our multivariate results for hypertension show, our unadjusted results for hypertension show that those who did who reported receiving welfare in childhood had 25% decreased odds of a diagnosis of hypertension in adulthood. But after adjusting for age, that relationship was attenuated. Similarly, with diabetes, our unadjusted results show that those who reported receiving welfare in childhood had 45% decreased odds of a diagnosis of diabetes in adulthood. After adjusting for age, that association was also attenuated. So, in summary, what our results showed, our results actually did not support our hypothesis. So, our results showed and demonstrated that those who did receive welfare in childhood actually had decreased odds of a diagnosis of hypertension or diabetes in adulthood. So our findings suggest a potential protective effect of childhood welfare. And one explanation for this may be that since those who did report receiving welfare in childhood qualified for welfare, they may have also qualified for some other safety net services that may have included comprehensive health insurance in their childhood. And it may have mitigated some of the effects of disadvantage. So the study did have some strengths and limitations. One of the strengths was that we used childhood welfare status as an exposure, and that may actually capture some of the most vulnerable people in our population, rather than just looking at income or some other measure for low SES. Our study also looks at a 100% African-American sample. Additionally, some limitations since the sample population just came from Milwaukee County, Wisconsin, it may lack some external validity. So it may not be generalizable to other African Americans throughout the country. There was also a small sample size. So moving forward, future studies can examine a larger African American study. And future studies may also want to look at some of the health outcomes data from TANF or ADC recipients in the future to provide more insight. The study also has some pretty significant policy implications. It definitely advocates for the preservation of the safety net and shows that the safety net does actually work. It shows that not only can the safety net provide immediate assistance to some of our most vulnerable families, but also in the long term it may pay off by helping to prevent the development of chronic disease in adulthood. And that is all. We'll entertain questions later. Are we entertaining questions now?
Yeah, sorry.
Now?
Yeah.
Or?
No, now it's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Wonder if it's possible that because people who were on welfare, which could have been general assistance or something else besides AFDC, if they're still poor, despite Medicaid, they may not have been diagnosed as hypertense or with diabetes. Now, of course, when you control for age, the relationship is no longer significant. But I wonder if some of that negative relationship you found could be underdiagnosis in the years since.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Two questions. I was curious if you asked these respondents if they were on child welfare, you know, as a child. What if they didn't know?
If they did not know, then we did not examine their results.
Oh, so, I mean, but was there any significant proportion of people who said they didn't know?
Yes, and I don't have the exact percentage of those, but yes. There were several who said that they did not know or didn't remember.
Yeah, that's interesting. I have one more question. is it related to
that? Well, related to that was if there was any question on having received food assistance during that time period. Because people may not have been aware of the ADC or general assistance. assistance or whatever, but if they were getting commodities or food stamps, I forget when that switched over, late mm-hmm. 70s, but if they received commodities as children, I bet they'd know.
Well, that's true. But then again, in your childhood, I mean, you may not have known what your family was going through or what type of hardships that they were facing, so.
So my other question was, how do you know that people didn't, that it wasn't a selection effect, that maybe they died of some other disease before they reached older age? Did you say you dropped off people who were 70 and older?
Mm-hmm.
And then what was the lowest age?
35.
35. So any particular reason why you dropped off the 70 and older?
Mm-hmm. We thought that they may not have had that much exposure in their lifetime, because ADC came about, I believe, in the 1950s.
Oh, okay.
So
that makes sense.
That's what we were using to
right. okay.
to measure with yeah. ADC receipt.
They would have been too old. They would not have been children at that time.
Right. Yeah, okay.
But there was welfare.
Right. Right. But to speak to that, a lot of African American families, although on paper they were eligible, I mean, there were several barriers for them to receive that.